Wilson DiIulio, American Government, Chapter 19, Social Government. Welfare policy in the United States can be explained primarily in terms of 1. Who benefits, 2. Who pays, and 3. Citizens' beliefs about social justice. None of these factors is static. Who will benefit from or pay for a program varies as the society and the economy change. Beliefs about who deserves what similarly shift with alterations in people's attitudes toward work, family, and the obligations of government. The separation of powers and checks and balances means that greater political effort and more time will be required for the adoption of new welfare policies. Also, federalism means that the states will play a large role in determining how any welfare program is designed and administered. The policies, benefits, and costs help explain the popularity of Social Security and Medicare and the controversial nature of the Aid to Families with Dependent Children AFDC program. Social Security and Medicare provide widely distributed benefits, imposing widely distributed costs. AFDC provided benefits to some at a cost to many. Further, the wider public increasingly viewed the program's recipients as undeserving. As the controversy escalated, the program lost its political legitimacy and was repealed.